Hello, and welcome back to the 5 Minute Philosophy Podcast. Thank you for joining me yet again. Today we're going to be talking about a really, really interesting topic, to me at least, which is about the presentation of the Christian God in gendered terms. So historically, God has been spoken of in male terms, right? Father, son, he, him, pronouns, so on. But I think it might be self-evident that God isn't actually a man. He doesn't have a gender. We could say that his transcendence obviously surpasses gender, a human social construct. So would it be so controversial to say that God is a woman, or at least refer to God using female language instead? First of all, let's take a look into why God is presented in male terms. It's obvious that the church and its language doesn't evolve in a vacuum, and so many theologians argue that the gendering of God as a man came about because of the patriarchal nature of the society in which the church developed. So Simone de Beauvoir, for example, argues that by seeing God as male, men can see themselves in God, since man naturally posits himself as the subject, capital S, with women being the object or the other, capital O. Mary Daly, also a post-Christian feminist theologian, similarly argues that, quotation, if God is male, then male is God. So God's power over creation justifies man's power over women, because the two hierarchies share similar gender dynamics. So because of this, many feminist theologians argue that eradicating the patriarchal language of the church, like the male gendering of God, would actually serve to bring about more egalitarianism in the church and in society as a whole, given the immense social influence of the church, we might say. And to some extent, this could work, but not everyone is convinced. Mary Daly herself, who we just mentioned for rejecting this language, thought that switching it all up and presenting God in female terms instead would not be helpful at all, which might sound odd. But firstly, she says this because it does nothing to combat the anthropomorphism, so that's describing God in human terms, which is part of this gendered language in the first place. But also, just switching it up and using female terms would still leave God with this male essence, she says. So this is quite an abstract, maybe existential idea of male essence. So what does that even mean? Daly could even be criticized here for promoting an essentialist view of gender, this being the idea that men and women have distinct characteristics that they possess simply by being of that gender. So it's quite a problematic view, you might say, and leads to massive generalization, stereotypes. But I have a whole other episode on that. If you want to hear more, just hit that up. So yeah, Daly, through this idea of a male essence of God, even if we were to describe this God in female language, would probably, because of the characteristics we would still associate with God, so power, guardianship, etc., he would retain this essence, which kind of suggests that Daly doesn't think that these attributes can be possessed by women. Or maybe I'm being too harsh and she's saying that society, not her, does not associate these with women, but I don't know, I can't go and ask her, so we'll leave that up to debate. So basically, to greatly distinguish between a male and female representation of God is to greatly distinguish between men and women, and subsequently their respective roles, characteristics. So seen like this, to get too caught up in the gendering of God could be counterproductive, funnily enough. But having said that, there are still issues to be unpacked and analysed with the speaking of God in solely male terms, obviously. But at the same time, these issues are not only to do with language, which is only perhaps a signpost to other more covert problems with the patriarchal nature of the church, if we see it like that. And so to treat this solely as a linguistic issue may be to ignore the full scope of the matter at hand. But that's my take on this. But I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And guess what, guys? I finished my exams 2 days ago. So fun. I'm on summer holidays. Anyway, thank you for listening. And bye for now.